This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India should present a unique AI model to the world, reflecting the spirit of Made in India and Made for the World. He emphasized on developing Indian AI models that are ethical, unbiased, transparent and based on data privacy principles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the roundtable with Indian AI startups in New Delhi. Ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in the country next month, 12 Indian AI startups, which have qualified for the AI for All Global Impact Challenge, attended the roundtable. During the meeting, they presented their ideas and work. These startups are working in a diverse set of areas, including Indian language foundation models, 3D content using generative AI for e-commerce, marketing and personalized content creation, engineering simulations, healthcare diagnostics, and medical research, among others. During the meeting, Prime Minister highlighted the importance of artificial intelligence in bringing about transformation in society. He said that India will host the India AI Impact Summit next month, through which the country will play a major role in the technology sector. Minister of State for Personal, Public Grievances and Pension, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that a hybrid model combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence will be critical to building a future-ready, responsive and effective public administration. Addressing a workshop on AI for capacity building, transforming governance in New Delhi, the minister underlined that artificial intelligence should be seen as a powerful means, not an end in itself, and must always be guided by human judgment and responsibility.
AI integration has been implemented under AI-driven capacity building through the iGOT platform. AI Sarthi acts as a gateway to the iGOT learning ecosystem. The platform also includes an AI tutor that provides personalized learning along with an AI-based capacity building plan that will be useful for various government departments and ministries.
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a cashless medical treatment scheme for victims of road accidents soon. Mr. Gadkari said this while addressing a press conference after chairing the 43rd meeting of the transport ministers of all the states and union territories in the Transport Development Council in New Delhi. The minister said that under the scheme, road accident victims will be entitled to cashless treatment for up to 1,50,000 rupees for a minimum of 7 days. Mr. Gadkari said that in case of accidents on any road, the Good Samaritan helping the victim to reach the hospital will be awarded 25,000 rupees. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, yesterday conducted search operations at 10 locations in West Bengal and Delhi under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, in connection with coal smuggling syndicate. This includes 6 locations in West Bengal and 4 in Delhi. The ED said its investigations revealed that a coal smuggling syndicate led by Anup Naji was involved in illegal coal theft and excavation from Eastern Coal Fields Limited, leasehold areas in West Bengal. The ED has stressed that the search operations conducted in the offices of IPAC in West Bengal was evidence-based and not targeted at any political establishment. Addressing media in Kolkata, Mamata Banerjee alleged that the investigation was an attempt to seize confidential party documents ahead of elections. The Ministry of Textiles has unveiled the district-led Textiles Transformation Initiative in the National Textile Ministers' Conference in Guwahati yesterday. According to the Ministry of Textiles, it is a strategic initiative designed to catalyze inclusive and sustainable growth across the country's textile landscape. Under the initiative, districts were categorized into champion districts and aspirational districts. Champion districts will focus on removing advanced bottlenecks. The aspirational districts would aim to build the ecosystem from the ground up and setting a foundation and formalization of workforce. The ministry aims to transform 100 high-potential districts into global export champions and elevate 100 aspirational districts into self-reliant hubs. Australia clinched Ashes series by winning the 5th test on the Sydney Cricket Ground. The bowling, batting and fielding performances feature highly on the all-time list for Aussies in the Ashes, underscoring Australia's dominance in the 4-1 series win. The Australians bowled England out for 342 on the 5th day of the series finale. And that is the end of this news bulletin.